you some menus or just the regular?
It's Breakfast Food with Natalie Guest.
Morena, Nat.
Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty hungry this morning.
Oh, me too, actually.
Same.
I did look downstairs. I was so hungry coming up here. I looked down at the Hollywood Bakery.
Oh, classic move. Their vegan pie is very good, I will say.
Really?
Yeah, it's very good. So if you go past on your way back down, yeah, check
all
it
right.
out.
What's in the vegan pie?
Cashews.
Oh, yes, classic.
And vegetables.
Nice.
Yeah, I think that's, it's just very creamy, very tasty.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, so shout out to Hollywood. Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I was talking to my friend the other day about calling things vegan as a flavour. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
If something's vegan, you kind of point it out.
Yeah, you do. Interesting.
Like your friend who's vegan or whatever, but...
she's vegan.
There's that old joke, hey? But yeah, I had a vegan sandwich the other day when I was in Christchurch, but it was asparagus, hummus, had like beautiful aioli in it that was obviously vegan, chickpeas, tomato.
Wow,
and I just think that the sign said vegan sandwich and it just didn't do it justice.
Yeah.
I mean, technically a jam sandwich would also be a vegan sandwich though.
Yes. So. Get them on a technicality.
Interesting point. Maybe we need to make a movement to change that.
Yeah.
We're not talking about vegan food today.
No, we're not.
We're talking about... Well, yeah, some of it is, I guess.
Yeah, we're going to talk about chocolate. Milk chocolate, white chocolate, dark chocolate, what's your fave?
I'm a dark chocolate gal. I despise white chocolate.
You despise it?
Yeah, like strongly.
Oh, I don't
dislike
despise it.
If someone offered it to me, no matter how polite I was feeling, I would still decline.
Really?
Yeah. All right.
What kind of chocolate do you like?
Milk.
Milk chocolate.
And what
classic.
About for you?
Dark chocolate as well.
Mm. Oh. Do you have a percentage favourite?
I like the dark Ghana. Mm. I think it's like 72%.
Yeah, that
I think
one
it's
good.
Still quite sweet. Mm. But I have got like the 85% and the 90%, but they're quite bitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite hardcore.
You but sort I do of like... lose the sweetness of the chocolate.
Yeah. Mm. And well, I think my favourite chocolate bar is a milk chocolate bar, the Almond Golds, the Whittaker's Almond Golds, but only
good.
If they're
good.
In the brick, like the small bar.
I find the brick for the Whittaker's chocolate so novel. I quite enjoy it. It's quite a thick slab,
yeah,
you know.
It is.
You really get your bang for your buck.
For your dollar.
For your dollar, yeah. It's good.
Yeah, they're fantastic. But I wanted to talk about chocolate because I made this cake for my friend's birthday. We went down to Lake Tekapo last weekend and my friend, doesn't have a big sweet tooth. Loves chocolate though.
Ooh.
dark chocolate. Mm. So I made a chocolate nemesis cake.
Oh my goodness.
At an Airbnb with no electric mixer. I'm gonna walk you through the recipe.
Cool.
And yeah, it's from the River Cafe Easy Cookbooks. The River Cafe is a famous restaurant in London.
Is that the Hugh Fearnley Whitting still?
No,
or
that's River
different?
Cottage.
Oh, gosh.
Close.
All the rivers.
But he did work at River Cafe.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. I didn't know that.
Okay, so a chocolate nemesis cake is basically a cake that is kind of a fudgy, moussey, brownie kind of texture. Mm. We did, after... ploughing through this cake over several days over the weekend, we did decide to call it chocolate pâté because it is more a chocolate pâté.
I've not heard that. That's quite a good term, actually.
Yeah.
Not heard that before.
So your ingredients are 10 eggs.
10?
10.
Yeah. 675 grams of dark chocolate.
So 675?
Oh my gosh.
450 grams of butter. That's the whole block, pretty much. And 2¾ cups of caster sugar. I have a video of all of our friends, there were six of us, after having this cake. Literally, everybody's bodies just shut down and everyone lay on the floor and just processed it for a good 15 minutes.
I'm not surprised. That's half a kilo
holy
of butter.
Moly.
Yeah, it's incredibly rich, but it is... so divine.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'm going to walk you through the steps. So you want to put the oven on 130, so it's a really low, slow bake. you grease a 30 centimeter cake pan. So you don't want a tin that you can, like, not a spring back tin, because it will leak. It's very liquid, the mixture, because there's no flour or anything.
Yeah.
So you whisk the eggs with a third of the sugar until it's four times the size. So we had, like, action stations, two bowls, two whisks, and we're just all going through. It took us a good, I think, 30 minutes to do this by hand. Would not recommend.
Oh my gosh.
Then on a double boiler, you want to melt all the chocolate and the butter together slowly. And then you want to heat up a cup of water with the rest of the sugar in a separate pot to make a sugar syrup.
Ooh.
And then what you do is you add the sugar syrup to the chocolate mix, and then you add the chocolate mix into the egg mix. And so the egg is really pale and fluffy by this point, and the mixture kind of decreases in volume slightly, and then pour it into your baking dish, and then you get a roasting pan, and you fill it with water, put a tea towel on the base of it, fill it with hot water, and then you sit your cake tin in it. So you don't want to brown the eggs in the cake. You want to kind of steam it a little bit.
Steamed cake.
And you bake it on 130 for 2 hours.
Wow.
It was a labor of love, this cake.
Yeah.
But it was so delicious. And it kept really well in the fridge as well, and a great, maybe gluten-free one.
Yeah,
as well.
I was gonna say, it's gluten-free, what a bonus.
Yeah, definitely.
If you are gluten-free,
definitely not vegan. If you want to just Google the recipe, it's the River Cafe chocolate nemesis cake.
Nice.
Yes.
And did you pair it with anything?
Lot of Negronis, okay. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
No.
Like cream or ice cream?
Yeah. The recommendation is for creme fraiche.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think would work really well because it's quite tart. It cuts through the sweetness of the richness of the cake. But we're a bit more lowbrow than that. And so we got some vanilla ice cream.
Yum.
Yeah, it was really good.
Classic. Delicious. Oh, that's fantastic. I would quite like to make that, I think.
Yeah, I reckon it's definitely a special occasion cake. The other chocolate recipe that is pretty much solidly on rotation at our place is a chocolate chip cookie.
Nice. Ooh, yummo.
And this, my daughter, who's 12, has memorized this recipe. She makes it all the time.
Amazing.
They're great cookies. They're quite soft. And a little chewy.
I like a soft, chewy
cookie. Yeah.
You don't want it to be dry.
You don't want it to be dry. I do like a nice snap to cookies, but these are definitely, they're the soft kind and really good. So what you need for that is 150 grams of salted butter, 80 grams each of soft brown sugar and white sugar, 2 tablespoons of vanilla, 1 large egg, 2 25 plain flour, and a bit of half a teaspoon of baking soda, and then 200 grams of chocolate chips. We just use dark Ghana and chop it up, so they're all irregular.
Oh, yeah.
And
nice.
Yeah, I think the chocolate, especially dark chocolate, does something amazing after you cook it as well. And then basically you just cream the butter and sugar, add the egg, and then add the flour and the bicarb and then the chocolate chips, just mix it all up and bake it for about 8 minutes on 160.
Nice. Yum.
Yeah,
quite easy.
Yeah, and they keep for a few days as well. They're
really
good.
Do you put a bit of salt on top at the end?
We have started doing that. Yes, it's delicious.
I've not heard that tip.
Oh, I love salt.
Yeah,
I love salt. So for me, a bit of salt on something sweet is just delicious.
Oh, yeah, it makes it really moorish as well, and you can, it's potentially dangerous because you can eat more of it as well. Yeah,
absolutely. Ooh. Don't know what's playing on there. do you have a favourite chocolate bar?
Definitely the Almond Gold. But I also like those summer rolls.
Oh, those are so good.
Yeah.
I only tried that recently.
I don't know what that is.
It's nougat that's covered in chocolate and desiccated coconut.
Ooh.
And the branding on them makes it look kind of like health food or something. And you would think it would repel children eating this candy bar, but they're really good.
Yum.
Yeah, really good.
Do you have a favorite candy bar? Chocolate bar specifically.
Does a crunchy.
Yes, absolutely. Crunchy. Yums. They're the best.
Text in 5395 with your favourite chocolate bars. I'd love to know. Someone's texted in to correct us that the Whittaker's snack option are slabs and not bricks.
Oh, sorry.
They're slabs, right?
Yeah,
that's why slabs. It's called a peanut slab.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Nat.
Thank you, guys.
See you next week.
Bye. See you then. Bye.
Yumbo. Breakfast food on 95 BFM.